And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started right now. A Minden Township man is facing a series of criminal charges spanning nearly a decade after a recent police pursuit led to his arrest. 48-year-old Freddie Maddox Jr. was arraigned on March 18th in Sanilac County on charges connected to three separate cases, one stemming from a March 16th incident, another from 2024, and a third dating back all the way to 2017. He stood mute during his arraignment with not guilty pleas entered on his behalf. Bond was set at $10,000 for the misdemeanor case and $50,000 for the felony charges, with additional court proceedings scheduled in the coming weeks. Authorities say the most recent incident began the evening of March 16th in Minden City, when deputies attempted to stop a pickup truck. The driver failed to comply, leading officers on a 16-minute chase through multiple townships and into a portion of Huron County. The pursuit ended when the vehicle lost control and rolled into a ditch. Emergency crews extricated Maddox from the wreckage, and he was treated for minor injuries before being taken into custody. Investigators later confirmed he had already had active warrants, including one tied to a previous fleeing and eluding case. Guess he's not new to that. That earlier case dates back to February 2024, when police say a driver fled a traffic stop and reached speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour before crashing. The vehicle reportedly went airborne and rolled after striking an embankment and utility structures. Authorities say that the driver escaped the wreck and fled on foot into a wooded area, evading officers despite a coordinated search involving multiple agencies and a canine unit. Maddox now faces multiple charges from that incident, including felony fleeing and eluding and resisting law enforcement. And on that note, you probably wouldn't have had me evading. You brought out a dog. In addition to the more recent cases, Maddox is also being prosecuted for an aggravated assault charge tied to a June 2017 incident. A pretrial hearing for that case is set to March 31st alongside probable cause conferences for the felony charges. With preliminary examinations scheduled for early April, authorities say all cases remain active as they move forward through the court system. And in Huron County Circuit Court this week, a legal drama unfolds around Judy Marie Whiteside, whose mental competency is now at the heart of a judicial standoff. Acting District Judge Gerald Prill is navigating a complex situation where two psychological assessments, one from the State Center for Forensic Psychiatry and another independent evaluation, have delivered conflicting opinions on Whiteside's fitness to stand trial. This clash of expert views has triggered the need for a formal competency hearing, and while the court has met its statutory 5-day deadline for acknowledging these reports, the real battle is yet to come. The stage is set, and the date's pivotal hearing, which will determine the very path of this justice in this case, is still being scheduled. Stay tuned as the court prepares to dive into the mind of the defendant. That could be kind of scary. I'm glad it's on them, not me. And in a case that underscores the perilous consequences of impaired driving, Gary Allen Jagged faced visiting Judge Prill in Huron County District Court this week. And imagine being so impaired that your own mother has to call dispatch, leading deputies to ping your cell phone just to find you disoriented in a ditch. That's the scene that brought Jagged to court. His blood alcohol content was a shocking 0.252, more than three times the legal limit. And this wasn't Jagged's first encounter with law for such an offense. With a 2012 OWI conviction already on his record, he pleaded no contest to operating while intoxicated, a first offense. The court's response, a year of intense probation, including mandatory outpatient counseling, twice weekly support group meetings, and random drug and alcohol testing. He'll also contribute 30 hours of community service and face over $1,000 in financial obligations. And while his gram alcohol monitor was removed, Judge Prill delivered a stark warning. This is a final opportunity. Any future misstep and Jagged could be facing felony charges. A powerful message from the bench underscoring the severe consequences of driving under the influence. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
There's a world of opportunity out there, beyond the typical 9-to-5, where purpose, grit, and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough, because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.